Yeah, she's been a part of America for a long time, right up in the forefront, hasn't she? Seems like can't get away now. She's on the arm of one of the most powerful men in America. But I remember her at another time. I remember from the days when the day bought my uniforms in Greece with Nelly, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury! Crank Tree 1967. Oh, wasn't all blood and guts, lead slinging. Every now and then they'd have a little entertainment for us. They'd ship over a 10-year-old movie we could watch in a stinking tent. Every now and then the Marine Corps band would play. I remember sitting there at a concert listening to the band. When it was over, everybody was milling around talking. I walked up to the band leader. I said, "Hey, not bad." He said, "Thank you." I said, "No, my pleasure. Must be nice. Become a Marine, ship out to enemy territory, and play the flute. Ah, that's a real battle story to tell you, kids. What you doing to our daddy?" I played the sneering drum. He said, "Are you making fun of us?" Just then Robinson jumped up.
"Killing is my business."
I said, "At ease, Robinson, at ease." I said, "No, I'm not making fun of you guys. Better watch out. Those late-night practices will give you bags under the eyes. Come on, men. We've got enemy to kill. Guns to shoot. I'd hate to get in the way of these guys tuning up their oboes."
"Yeah, we all got weapons. Uh-huh. Anybody can blow anybody away."
"That's it. Hope you don't hit any clunker notes." Well, I tell you what, the guys in the band, they were getting hot. They started putting their instruments on the ground, and I could tell that we were going to bop, bip, bop, anytime soon. I was ready for a good fight. I was ready to just do some breaking my cussments. When their commanding officer strode amongst us and said, "All right, at ease. My band playing military men is just as bit of a tough fighting Marine Corps as any man here. And we will prove it. Men, M16s over your shoulder. Claymore mines in the bass drum. We will march to war and show you that the band can kick ass just as good as anybody else." I said, "All right, men, mount up." And I got my guys together. Before you know it, we marched on off. The VC must have wondered what the hell was going on. We walked right into enemy territory. The band was playing. I was shooting. I mean, we... There's one sniper they had up in the tree to shoot at us. He didn't know what the hell was going on. I took care of him with a rocket launcher. I mean, they're guys. They're playing a trumpet with one hand, and they're shooting. There was a machine gun nest at the bottom of the hill. The guy rolled a Claymore mine down the hill inside the bass drum and... it was great! And then we marched around the fallen Vietnamese! Left, to the left, to the left, right, left, to the left, to the left! Yeah! Drag him and bag him! That's it! I had new respect for that marching band that day. I took my hat off to him. I said, "All right, let's count the enemy dead here.
We gotta move on to the next battle.
looked over, and some of my men were mixing in with the musicians. DiLorenzo had a load of the had a hold of the flugelhorn, and he was like, hey, stop that! Stop that! That's a valuable piece of equipment there. I got down on one knee, and I opened up the belly of a fallen Vietnamese. Grabbed about 3 foot of intestine out of there. Somebody said, hey, Sarge, what are you doing? I said, relax. Just going to restring the violin.